welcome to episode 65 of the Friendly Geordies podcast. We've got Miss Love in the studio.
Hello!
And you've also got your boy Jordan, that's it. No one else is here. Ali, I think, is becoming supervising manager at Jan Murphy's call center. Very slightly moving on up in the world, and good on him. Special shout out to him, who I know doesn't listen to this podcast unless he's specifically on it.
It's a good metaphor for life.
What is? It was half that I was not paying attention to you, and half I'm pretty sure what you said doesn't make sense.
I don't even know. Whenever someone's going through hardship, I'm like, it's a good metaphor for life. I don't really think that much about it.
And you'll be hearing plenty more of those anecdotes from Miss Love in a segment we like to call Musings with Miss Love, coming up on the seventh segment of this particular podcast, and I'm sure it'll be a mainstay.
Yes.
Because that's basically Miss Love's understanding of the English language. Gibberish. You have turned out like you've bastardized it.
Life's subjective.
So there we go. That is a perfect example. You've done it again. What the hell does that mean? So this is Miss Love. Everybody that was asking beforehand in the previous podcast, and very good question. All of a sudden, these two friends of yours ripped off like a Band-Aid. Tom and Robbie, gone. And all of a sudden, this guy you've never heard of, who everybody was saying, is Miss Love a stoner? What a little pussy question to ask.
Is that what people were asking?
Oh, for sure.
Idiots. Joking. I love
like,
you all.
You are idiots. Continue to listen to the podcast. Please keep listening.
We love you. I feel like it pays the rent, even though it definitely doesn't.
Yeah. That's the aim of the game. The other aim of the game as well is to talk about our first segment, which would be great, seeing as the last two podcasts, and yes, there is a lost podcast that if we find it, we'll obviously put it on. But at the moment, it is the golden monkey in Tomb Raider that he takes out and his hat's caught on the other side, and just by literally the hairs on his arm is able to rescue it. We don't know where that one is. We don't know if you're ever going to hear it, but you are going to hear right now the segment Exciting NASA Moments. Now, this comes from the observation that, Miss Love, who is more over the moon, literally...
Those are the kind of zings that are going to get us on mainstream radio. Anyway.
The NASA, when they launch a satellite into seemingly what you thought they may have done 30 years ago. So where they said, we finally got a satellite into Jupiter's orbit. They said that a couple of days ago, and I thought, well, we've known about Jupiter since ancient Rome. I'm pretty sure maybe like a middle-aged king might have done that. That's my knowledge of space.
The billions and billions in funding, and you found Jupiter.
Yeah. How are you proud of this? Why is everybody in the NASA studio, where they always have... It seems to be... proficiently, since the 60s, it hasn't changed. There's always approximately 60 men... 50 of them with that George Costanza shoehorn. All screaming at a scream that is very bad. It's about the same graphics as Pong in the 80s. And they hear that something has landed into the orbit that they want. They all go...
I want to work there. It sounds like my kind of place.
For that moment.
Yeah.
The rest of it sounds extremely boring, but the only part you ever see on the news is them losing it.
Yeah.
So what we're wondering is... First of all, is there any other workplaces where that happens? I can't imagine that a hairdresser is somebody coming in. He asked for the number one. There's nowhere else, surely. I suppose maybe if you work in a sports venue, but that's to be expected.
Also,
you
maybe
don't expect in a science facility for people to be losing it constantly. I don't know. Even if you find a cure for cancer, don't you think it'd be more of
subdued? It'd be more subdued. They would be. The scientists would definitely. It's the nature of their field. I think they'd be like, they'd kind of look over sort of like, rich. You know, they kind of look at the coworker and be like, check this out, Barry.
I suppose you've earned a glass of wine. Careful now, don't put it to the brim. Still on the clock.
I thought you were going to say, glass of water. I'm like, cut them some slack. They're going further than the agua. Jesus. Can
they,
you imagine?
Yeah, all have they a live chilled off is water. Space food sticks. Oh, that's it.
Are those the things that we ate?
No, they're Jupiter bars.
They're Jupiter bars. I just got confused with it. Do you remember Jupiter? No, space food stick was a thing that you can. That was a snack in.
Yes, we all had them. The least exciting snack you would get.
Oh, it was
but
so
when
bad.
When you first look at the picture,
it was like, yeah,
the snack that spacemen eat.
Yeah,
that must be delicious.
Yeah,
but completely forgetting that obviously something that is served in space is going to be shit.
As if the
it's war food.
Yeah,
really.
As if the like ultra crappy home brand style like plastic surrounding the thing isn't like doesn't try to warn you enough of its crappiness. Do you remember that? It was like the crappest wrapper. It was like the crappest wrapper.
It
was a good
logo
metaphor for
on
it.
A diagonal angle. Saying space food sticks because that always reminds it cannot be any shitter than that. If you get a snack that is clear plastic with the name of it on a diagonal angle, you know you're in for like in the barest definition sense a
food.
Treat.
No, I think they were the Jupiter bars, not the space food bars. The space food bars just they sucked. They were just like I think they were just like. Carbs packed in with cardboard. It just sucked.
And I'm pretty sure that the guy on the front wasn't an astronaut. Correct
me if
I'm
wrong
in the comment section.
Was it the guy with the motorbike?
Was it the guy from Speed Races? remember when...
The marketing team.
Yes. If anybody could remember this... Okay, obviously there was Cheese TV, and all credit to the boys for getting back onto the podcast. I listened to half of one of your episodes, and I switched it off. But
yes, I saw that Cheese TV is doing a show at the Factory Theatre, and I feigned interest, then turned the page. But hell yes, man. I am so keen for that. And if someone dragged me along, I would definitely watch it.
But exactly.
Exactly right.
Wouldn't do it on your own will. Having said that, best of luck to you. What I'm asking, though, is... There was also Aggro's cartoon connection, and I'm pretty sure to compete with Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was the Dallas for kids. It was the soap opera to end all soap operas. Yeah. If you didn't watch that, you weren't just a Christian outcast like if you didn't watch The Simpsons. You weren't a human being at that point. You had rescinded your rights as a human. It should have been legal to enslave that other 8-year-olds to enslave that 8-year-old. An 8-10 gap, surely.
Why are you not a prime minister? Can you just be the prime minister? Like you spit so much truth. You're right. You're totally right. You're totally right. There shouldn't like it was a mad show.
Right.
And like
I'm
if your parents
stoner Pauline Hanson.
And if you're no. If your parents didn't let you watch Pokemon, then you were crap parents. And the parents that I've the kids like peep kids. I'm 26. Friends I've met that were like, oh, my parents didn't let me watch Simpsons growing up. I'm like.
Oh. The kind of
special kind of
them,
anger, a special kind of anger for them and their parents. Like life's so short, and you've made it so much shitter.
Well,
for that
you'd
kid.
Love former co-host of this show, Robbie.
Oh, really?
Exactly those parents.
Oh,
exactly like Ned Flanders, who says it's time to go to bed, and they say it's 4:30 in the afternoon, and he closes the blinds. Those are the people. It is so great that The Simpsons had that character inbuilt into The Simpsons, the father that doesn't let their kids watch it. If you weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons and you're a listener, please tell me that your parents were cool because I completely doubt.
Yeah.
I 100% doubt that even exists. This is my working hypothesis at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If your parents didn't allow you to watch The Simpsons, you were probably subjected to a Ned Flanders upbringing.
Totally. But your favorite flavor, plain. Yeah. Anyway, we digress.
Jesus, we really do. How many minutes are we in?
Every time we're in the room together, it's just, you're 8 mathematics, sitting at the back and talking rubbish.
But yeah, if only we had
topical
a
rubbish, topical.
Slightly hot teacher who was only hot really in retrospect because she was the only elderly woman in the room that was of like an you know that mid 20s age.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
If we were walking
what
down the street, she wouldn't have turned her head.
What teacher are we talking here? Oh, you don't have to say it, but
I can't remember.
Doesn't
she
matter.
She had this kind of voice that was obviously repressing an awful childhood.
Man, we were previous and kids. Freaking, like, the bloody very large, overweight man was attractive for us. Christ. It was tough times.
Yeah, anyway. Music was hot. Anyway, we are really digressing.
We're really digressing.
Okay, let's talk about this exciting NASA moment. We'll play the music.
Play the music. Play the music. Play the music.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
So what we're looking for in the comment section is exciting NASA moments. Yes. And this is something that must only be exciting to the select few people that are really in that world.
A niche market.
Us looking at a dot that's going on a trajectory to like this red dot, and then it hits that red dot, and then everyone goes, cannot be exciting for everybody else.
Totally.
To give you an example, Mislav, what was yours? What is your NASA moment that you've experienced?
The NASA moment. In terms of like the same situation. In terms of someone just being like super pumped.
Just in your world.
Oh, just in my world.
It was only exciting. You were saying that for other people. And how true is this? Vivid.
Yes. Vivid.
Let's just savor the crescendo of this song.
We put a purple light on a bank. Now come into the city and buy $10 burritos.
Don't forget to get a shirt that says, I love Sydney.
Who thought up Vivid? Fair enough, good bands come. I've seen the Pixies play at the Opera House. I've seen my friend saw Def Heaven play. Like, there's cool bands. But, like, don't just chuck a light on a building and make it a festival. Like, just let them play at the Opera House. I don't know. That's a great example. So if anyone else has these sort of, you know, kind of, it's kind of like too proud of something you shouldn't be that proud of. So yeah. In the
but
comments,
it makes
right?
The
in the
crowd
comments.
Go wild.
Exactly.
It makes the crowd go
exactly.
Wild. That's the key defining moment between something that someone's into and a NASA moment.
Mm.
But having failed to think of any other segments because, again, we were here for 4 hours, and 3 of those hours consisted of us as, like old people, yelling into the microphones going, does this work? Is this on? And it wasn't on.
Once
and that's why we're starting
that's
now.
So bad, yeah.
Really underprepared, which brings us to the next segment, speaking of extremely unprepared.
Yo.
Mislav, I had a question for you before we went on air, and I want to ask everybody here as well. And again, there's so many participatory. This is the difference between Tom and Robbie. They didn't want you in on the fun. Well, I do, and so does
so Mislav. Do I. The people. I'm just one of you, you know? I'm just a normal guy. Jordan, I was, like I said, a homeless guy living on the streets. He just picked me up. He knew me for a while, but he's just picked me up.
He definitely always dresses like a conspiracy theorist who lives primarily off ducks he shoots. And will be very sad when his golden retriever dies.
The globalist world is coming, people. The globalist world.
He actually.
Obama. Obama.
This is what's great about Mislav.
Obama, you
and
wicked devil.
So that's his news, folks. He literally listens to news anchors like Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Who legitimately believe that Obama is Satan. They're not a metaphor like you would hear me say about Malcolm Turnbull, for instance. This is their scientific theory. But I've
good.
Got another one at the moment.
These segments
a question.
Are, yes.
Mislav, what do you reckon this guy is doing right now? Okay, we'll just have to start that again. Jeez, Robbie wasn't lying. For years, he was always complaining about how bad it is to start things, but it is.
I'm so glad you're playing this. Is this Fat Man Scoop? Leave it. Jingle ladies, I can't hear ya. Jingle ladies, make mine. Jingle ladies, I can't hear ya. No. What's he doing right now?
What Boom. Do you think he's doing?
Oh.
What the hell is Fat... Is he like... Okay, I'm assuming he's alive, but barely. He must have at least 5 diseases. The
I have
Three
to say,
Stooges syndrome. Surely. How unhealthy is this man? In the photograph that I'm looking at the moment, he's
man.
Clearly 20,
yeah.
But you can tell that there would be 70-year-olds healthier than Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, man. Can I see him? What does he look like? I'll have a look at him. Hold on.
You can't see his eyes because it was really trendy in the early 2000s for itself.
It really does. It really does.
You know that moment where they just thought it was cool to not even show their eyes, to make themselves blind by putting their hat that far over themselves? Genius idea, I'm assuming, particularly for walking around on busy urban streets, which is where I imagine most rappers to hang around with.
Yilmaz.
Can't see anything wrong with that.
One word, Yilmaz. Pretty much. Man, I was thinking about this. This brings up a good point. This brings up a good topic. I was thinking about this recently. The idea, not okay, you got the winners and losers, right, in life, let's say, to hugely generalize. Let's talk about music specifically. You got people that make it and then people that fail, right? I was thinking about it today. What about the people that didn't really make it, but they didn't fail either? They had a career, or like they're the backseat, or they were in a successful band, they got kicked out, and they're like, you know, what do I do now? I'll surf? They're disenfranchised. They had success. That it's a lot of work to get to a certain level of success. It's like, you know, if it crumbles, it crumbles. You have to start again. There's like so many people in the ether, and Fat Man Scoop is one of those people. So you really do bring up an interesting question. I don't know where he is, but I want to hug him.
Because in your mind, it just, you assume that they disappear.
Exactly. But
it's like a baby's periphery, right? The theory is that when babies, if you put jingly keys in front of them and you take it away.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, to a baby's perception, those keys no longer exist.
Exactly. That's kind of the public in terms of a lot of, at least mainstream map. Like, Nelly? I don't know where Nelly is at all. And Fat Man Scoop,
that he has the ego still left in him, though, that if he bought back the Band-Aid, gossip magazines would talk about it, but he's trying to stretch himself creatively, and that's the only reason why he doesn't put a Band-Aid on his face.
I don't want to live in a world where a Band-Aid signifies some sort of creativity. It's literally to stop an infection. It's stopping you dying. It's not a creative statement. At all. So to answer your question, like, okay, Fat Man Scoop is probably realistically running some shit kicker label in LA, wherever he's from. Managing.
Don't you think it'll have a logo like "We'll never be defeated"?
Yes,
but he is defeated.
I do.
Daily.
He's defeated hourly. He's defeated
24 defeats per day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I think he's running, probably managing a new rapper that is going to be his comeback, and he wants to be like Mo, where in that episode where Mo is Homer's trainer, and he's like, I'm going to be great again. And I reckon he's doing that.
Yes.
And I reckon he's really
sad. Changed his name from Fat Man Scoop to just Fat Man now.
Yeah, or Scoop. And I reckon.
And the reason why he's called himself Scoop is he's no longer a fat man. He's eaten so much ice cream that he has just turned into a piece of ice cream, staying in a giant meat freezer his entire life. But as soon as his new protege rapper comes into the door, he goes, close the door! Close the
door! Do you know who I am? I'm Scoopy. I'm Scoopy, baby. Anyway, that's what he's doing. And also, I want to give him a hug because I feel sorry for him. And also, can I just bring up another point? May I? I want to ask you something before we get into the next awesome segment. I was arguing with someone about this. I can't remember who it was. It might have been a few people. What do you think? I feel sorry for Bono, and I want to give him a hug.
The U2 guy?
Yeah. Because I think he sucks, and he knows he sucks, and he's kind of like... I'm not saying U2 suck either. Like, their early stuff's pretty cool. Like, they have some good music, but like... I think he has that expression that says very specifically, I hate myself, but I don't want to hate myself, but I do, and I'm stuck. He should be a builder. He would be happy as a builder. He would be happy as a builder. He would be a happier man building a cottage in Ireland.
An international rock star.
Yes.
What is your... why? What have you got to back this up?
I can just see it in his face, man. Like, okay, I'm telling you, like...
But what are you saying to support this at all. You're just
the way he talks. Okay,
this
the
is
inflections.
All you're doing.
No, you're giving me
Italian hand gestures, very confident Italian hand gestures, and saying, just like any Mediterranean man, I'm telling you repeatedly.
No, this is all your evidence. Okay,
hand gestures, I have more. The phrase, I'm telling you.
I have more. It's his language, his mannerisms, the inflections, the way he talks about his music, the way he talks about, like, he's very melancholy about his youth and his childhood in Ireland, and he loves it, and he's always romanticizing this working class sort of, like, he's like, oh yeah, we're working class, and, or, you know, he used to be. He's like, every time you hear him bring that up, he's like, he's melancholy, you know.
It's a very 80s to 90s megastar take to public relations, though,
to do that,
to say I wish I started with nothing.
Yeah.
To make themselves.
I mean, they did, but.
Yes, but so what?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so did every band.
A lot of people are still working class.
Yeah.
They don't get to say, I grew up in humble beginnings.
Exactly.
It's just self-evident, so shut up.
That's true. Totally. But do you agree or disagree that.
That he would be happier as a builder?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Love, you've truly stumped me on this. I pride myself on having opinions on everything. I honestly don't care.
You don't give a shit.
I'm not saying I don't care.
Okay. I thought you're like, I just leave the studio now.
No, what happened in that segment is my brain left
the studio.
You just gave me such a dumb proposition.
I'm sorry. Thank you, listeners.
Do you reckon
your
he's happier
co-host.
As a builder? Yes.
Yeah. Can
one half of the Friendly Geordies podcast from now on derailed the entire. I mean, look, it was stupid enough with what do you reckon Fat Man's doing right now?
All right, audience members, can you write in? Do you think Bono would be happier as a builder? And I'm going to say the majority is going to disagree with me, but.
If you think he is.
If you think he is happier.
Put in a picture of the Bonopo chimp. And if you think that he's happier as he is, put up a picture of a bonbon, the treat. Miss Love, continue.
Are you serious?
That's what we always do. You know,
I thought you were just.
Probably should have listened to at least one episode of this before accepting full time co host.
Some of us have to shit at home and eat Nutella from the jar. We do not have time to mess around with this argy-bargy nonsense.
Why is everybody so angry that Robbie left? It's like he didn't. We have another useless man that lives off Nutella.
Oh,
look,
it's so good.
There are
good.
Dime a dozen. Now, let's actually get onto some educational content here, because otherwise, eventually, the audience will start complaining.
Yeah. We need
Ali.
They
do about anything anyway.
We need Ali.
We do.
Yeah.
In lieu of Ali.
But no,
he's probably moved up on the world and is too good for the podcast now that he's supervising manager at the Dan Murphy's call center.
Oh, Jesus. You know, if you buy a... If you buy 10 cases of the Johnny Walker Red, you actually get a third case free with the disposable. You get a hat and a shirt. No, don't do that. I was trying to demonstrate a good...
I just wanted the hat. How many cases do I need for the hat? That's not how this works, sir. That would be his day, surely. Arguing with people about free samples.
I have a friend that works at Dan Murphy's, and... Yeah, I think it's pretty grim. Anyway, good on him.
Or Bono, your friend who works at Dan Murphy's.
I'm going to say Bono because he can afford caviar. And like people at Dan Murphy's, I don't think they're going to be affording caviar.
Nature's Prozac. Fish eggs. okay, so. 78 AD.
Yes.
The Roman Empire is at its peak. And is looking to expand into the Britannic islands. Don't recall there being a crow on this track. It must be an extension on the YouTube, but it was very nice. I suppose there is crows in Britannia, which is where we currently are, but it's 2,000 years ago. Rome, total war. Anyway, that's the segment.
Rome, total... Can I just tell, like...
Many a time, Miss Love, just to let you know. I'm always trying to put on that accent without having a script in front of me.
That's great.
Trying to set the scene. I'm going to say 45% of the time it works, 55% of the time it doesn't. That was part of the 55. Before that, it was a 50-50 split.
I think I put you off with the bird sounds. I was trying to make atmosphere, like trying to build atmosphere.
Yeah, my face did crinkle up a lot. It was just when you see a 5-year-old eating a lemon, really.
Everyone listening, just so you know, when Jordan and I went to school together, he was an avid fan of Rome, Total War, and that he would just say it to me, and he was really into the game, and it was one of the highlights of high school. It was,
you know,
so
what else the highlight was?
I didn't even like
just,
the game.
Just saying the phrase?
Yes.
I think we've already discussed this on the podcast.
So good.
But I'm pretty sure we couldn't find, we asked the entire audience, it was 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Is there a more epic phrase in the English language than Rome, Total War?
Definitely not.
Think about it. The most epic empire to have ever existed in history.
True.
The word war is epic enough in itself.
True.
But total war?
Total war.
There is nothing but war. And on top of that, Rome.
I want to get a tattoo of that. That's badass.
I would really appreciate if you did.
I will. I will. I will probably, I'll do that.
There was a lot of nervous glances to the side. I don't think you will.
No, no. I was just thinking about how I could pay for it because I'm still broke. But if there's, especially if there's a crown funding, I'll
you
do it.
You are more broke than when we started this. This podcast, and even though it hasn't come to air yet, I am certain that you said the phrase, quote, "I'm good for the rent." We look at your bank account today, minus $371.
I got bills to pay and I got bills to take.
That is amazing.
I'm bored and lonely in the USA.
And hobos are richer than you.
Yes, I'm in negative money.
That is incredible.
That when makes me, that means I can be entitled, right? I can go up to a homeless guy and be like, give me your sandwich. I yeah. have nothing.
You are officially, this would be amazing for the podcast if we could ever get this to happen.
Yeah. Potties, what up?
You fighting a bum.
That exists already.
And
bum fights.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to do
but
it?
You are capable of doing that now.
Yeah.
It's not mean if you fight a bum anymore. You're fighting for a sandwich now.
I'm literally fighting for a sandwich. You know what I was thinking?
That is amazing that, like, the Rome Total War tattoo, you look to the side nervously of a, am I really up to this? But the bum fight? Ready to go. Show me your closest bum. I'll kick his ass.
If they're going to be a meat in the bones, come on, let's do it. Let's go, Shan.
We're in Caledonia now. Modern day Scotland. This is what's amazing about Caledonia, right?
It's the music.
They always had this myth, the Scottish people, saying that
they
never came to Scotland because they were too scared to face us mighty Scotsmen. Not true at all. The Romans kicked the Scottish's ass 4 times.
Really?
They never held up a good fight against them. I mean, how could they? How bizarre would this have been? I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know who would have been more scared.
Mm.
If you were an Aboriginal and you saw the explorers mapping Australia and then out come red coats with guns that fire,
very
that
scary.
Would be terrifying. Right?
Very scary, yeah.
I mean, it's Independence Day, although in real life.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's totally. Alien technology, far superior to yours.
Yeah.
With strategies and a language you've never heard, probably able to communicate in ways that you can't.
Mm.
It was exactly the same as what happened with Rome and Scotland.
Mm.
They weren't as barbaric as what the Romans wrote down later on, but they were describing the Picts as.
Mm.
The Picts were this tribe that used to have blue tattoos all over them.
Wow.
And used to come out naked.
Is that
in northern Scotland?
Is this the Mel Gibson movie?
Easily the most intelligent race.
Is this the Mel Gibson? Is this the Mel Gibson movie where it's like, you know,
Braveheart?
Yeah.
No.
He's blue in it, and he's Scottish. I think I'm right here, dude.
You think he's a Pict?
Yes.
Your face is really blank, Miss Love. I don't know what's happening. It's very hard to read.
I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes.
I'm just going to have to go with the verbal cue. I really don't think it is, because Braveheart was based
in
hundreds of years after the Roman
I'm sorry. Maybe that's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. I'll shut up now.
They could have.
So they ran from the mountains naked, tattooed in blue.
They described them as worms, worm heads appearing out of feces. That was the Roman propaganda at the time. That was the site of pigs. They assumed that they lived under rocks like a legless lizard does.
You know, you know what I love about this stuff? Like, fiction, reality is stranger than fiction. Like, truly. It's so good. Like, it's
they thought there was a race in Africa, just as a reality stranger than fiction. The Romans legitimately thought there was a race, sub-Saharan Africa.
I'm so ready for this.
That had a face on their stomach, no head. And every time the moon was out, apparently they'd howl in frustration at the fact they didn't have necks. That was a legitimate thought of the Roman Empire. They didn't want to go, they didn't want to expand that far down Africa because they didn't want to come across those hideous beasts. And fair enough.
You telling me that fact has just more than 1,000 times made me doing this worth it. You telling me that. You've enriched my life to the point where if I do this until I die now, I still haven't paid you back for that. Because that's the best thing I've ever heard. What on earth were they thinking?
There'd be no need for heaven if, that, if the face, stomach, heads existed.
No, but I love the idea that such a, like, the most prestigious, you know, empire in the world were kind of dumb too, you know. It's cool.
Oh, well.
It's interesting.
Give them, okay. We do have 2,000 years of hindsight and a world explored map.
It's true. And Google. Like,
which only occurred in 450 AD, just 1 year before the West Roman Empire collapsed, for those playing at home.
Steve Jobs.
That would be incredible.
Who invented Google?
Oh, who knows?
James some dude. That guy.
But I bet. His name's
James for sure.
Can somebody put a picture up? I'm not going to bother to look this up. I won't remember this until
I'll tattoo myself James if it is. I should just tattoo myself every podcast, like, depending on things.
Are you a picked, Miss Love?
Maybe.
You want as many tattoos as those guys do.
I do like getting naked too.
You do think it gives you sexual powers?
Hey, that's only a half truth.
So essentially, what happened with the Romans is they tried to invade. Mm-hmm. They tried to invade four times. Then uprisings in far more valuable provinces of Rome. I think two of them were Romania. One of them was in North Africa, and one was from the east.
Mm-hmm.
These were far more important to defend because two of those obviously really disrupted Egypt. Egypt is where they got all the grain for the empire, essentially, along the Nile. That's where they grew it all.
Wow.
You couldn't let that go. But you could let Scotland go.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything there. So that's what they figured out at the end. That's why they built Hadrian's Wall. Everybody thought it was to defend themselves against the Picts and the Scots. The Scots were shit.
Right.
They were really bad fighters.
Yeah, really?
And they were in little tribes, very easy to pick apart. And the Romans were excellent at the strategy divide and conquer, which was to just go, hey, these guys stole your land, and then they go, bastards, and then they go kill them all. Do the Roman Empire's job for it.
That's so good.
Without them paying a dime.
That's ingenious. That's actually ingenious, if you think about it. I mean, that's what's happening now, isn't it? You could argue to a degree. I mean, in terms of, like, you know, turmoil inside, you know, I guess the Middle East, like people fighting each other.
But modern day, what happens is the modern day
Not that I want to switch it to modern. The ancient history is way more interesting. But yeah,
because it's
just more interesting,
like a fantasy board game.
Yeah,
as opposed to how much my gas costs.
Yeah, I know.
It's so otherworldly.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's like horrible histories instead of
horrible. It doesn't matter how many people die in ancient history. The more, the better.
Mm.
Those wars, for instance, in the war against Boadicea, where...
It's not a real person, but... I'm just talking crap. I'm just talking crap.
We have her bones.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Where they... The Romans versed an army of 100,000 uprising British.
Mm.
They had 10,000 soldiers.
I don't think the British just don't sound tough to me. But that's just because of a modern day
thing. They were pretty
crap. Yeah. They don't
The ones that get to claim the defensive structure against the Roman Empire were the Germans. The Romans were terrified of the Germans.
Right, right.
But they weren't scared of the Scots. But essentially what happened was they tried to invade it four times. Every time they realized there's no economic benefit to really doing it, so they built Hadrian's Wall.
Mm.
This is awesome. This is the ancient world's version of Donald Trump's beautiful wall. Because you know what happened as a result?
And guess what? Mexico's going to pay for it.
That's pretty much what happened, actually. Oh, my God. The ancient governor, Antoninus, who was the one that set the lay ground for Hadrian to build that wall, he essentially did that. Off the back of raiding those tribes and then selling the slaves to get the product to build Hadrian's wall.
Yeah.
He did what Donald Trump is proposing now. Scotland's going to pay for it. Which is even better because it's Donald Trump is Scottish, so it's just like he's playing this ancestral feud out that he's got
That's pretty profound, man. That's pretty profound. That's pretty cool.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Because when they built the wall, there was immigrants that used to smuggle through Hadrian's Wall constantly because obviously life on the Roman Empire side was way better.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that you had celery...
Probably vegetables. I'm pretty sure the Scots just ate haggis. Maybe potatoes too. I don't see the Scots ever been like, whipped up a shama soup. Yes. Didn't happen. Maybe if it was 90% blood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But nothing they ever created would warrant that Italiano.
Yeah, that's a spicy meatball. Huh?
Actually just warrants that sound of, ah.
You know the Scottish are famous? You know what they're famous for in terms of the culinary contribution to the world? You know what they've done? Deep fry everything. That's their contribution. They just deep fry everything.
Which, I've got to say, as somebody who lives in Bondi...
Deep fried Mars bars, what up?
That's all... It's self-explanatory, right? Deep fried Mars bars... What up? May I just add to yours, Miss Love, with Dad. Deep fried Mars bars are great. Highly recommend them. So you've contributed something... It's like McDonald's. You've contributed a monster to society.
You've contributed obesity. But it's a monster
we've learned to love.
Exactly. Obesity and like clogged arteries. You know, maybe I'm being harsh, but like,
you're really not, though, are you? Do you think there's any spokesperson on the planet going, no, deep fried Mars bars have gotten a really bad rap. They're actually great for your arteries, excellent for circulatory.
No, but they definitely are, you know, they definitely are like high class chefs in Scotland that are on one of those bloody munchies vice shows. They're like, you need some really good produce right now and it's going pretty well. And it's like, yeah, it's good produce, but you're just baking a whole fish. I can do that. Are you a good chef? Or did you realize you can eat more than a battered salve? You know?
What's a salve?
Battered salve is a deep fried sausage. I had it in England when I was there.
Is that what Scottish cooking shows are? Every single one of their shows is just called, hey, did you know there's other things to eat other than organs?
And then they
very get, long title, and, but and then really they, gets to the guts of what all of those shows are about.
And then they get, no pun intended, and then they get cut after a week because everyone in Scotland's like, fuck off. Which I kind of like too. I like that steadfast, you know. I mean, I like eating like healthily, but like there's something... That sort of like military and like, you know, sort of, you know, love of something so unhealthy. You just gotta take your hat off. You know, what are you gonna do? If they love it, they love it, right? I mean, we all eat chips.
I think you've just made everything about this podcast completely redundant in one sentence, Miss Love. That is incredible. You've really, you have officially. shut down the podcast. There is no reason to continue this. After this, everything is just afterwards. That was...
What do you
that
mean?
That was the end.
What do you mean? No, I'm saying this...
Saying this at the end of a segment. What are you going to do? Really finishes a conversation, doesn't it? Because you're kind of right. What the hell is the point of talking after that? You've just hit the nail on the head, really. Like,
but
we can say all these things, but...
That's true.
No, but as you said before, Scottish people will say, quote, fuck off.
Yeah, it's true. But then you have to kind of, you know, embrace the insanity. Anarchy. Throw deep fried food at each other and run around in the streets like a madman.
Okay. Very brave call and extremely aggressive from the ultra passive stance you had just 30 seconds ago, where you said, what are you going to do? To let's go into the streets and throw deep fried foods at each other naked.
It's the natural progression, you know?
I don't think it is.
Sometimes. No, but I don't know.
We've
got to
move
on
because we're running out of time here, Miss Love. But God, this is fun.
It's so fun.
Thank you so much for being a part of this, Miss Love.
Me gusta.
Don't know what that means.
I like it. Well, in Italian.
Keep your fancy words here. You know what we speak here, mate? English.
English, mate. English.
But from now on, yeah, mi gusta is... We'll just adopt it into the English language.
I'm enjoying myself thoroughly. This is like I look forward to this. This is my favorite thing in the whole week. What is next?
I'm sure you're going to love this. This is so up your alley,
mate. Yes.
Who? And again, this is more audience participation. There's a lot of things you've got to keep track on in this. All right, you're juggling a lot of balls at the moment. I'm terribly sorry about this, but whoop, fifth ball, juggle that one, guys. Who will you be saddest about when they die? It's a new segment that we want to continue for weeks on end. We're trying to find...
Mm-hmm.
We have a theory that when Michael Jackson died, yeah, everybody was sad because they know him. A lot of people... I would hazard a guess that I have seen Michael Jackson more in my life than I have my grandma who lives in central New South Wales, and I definitely think about him way more.
Isn't that a sad thing? Actually, I guess he's pretty badass. It's not a sad thing. I don't know.
I was going to agree with the first part, and then after that, just pointed out something really awful that I never thought about until just then. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
I'm not saying I like Michael Jackson. No, no, okay.
No, 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 of course
I like
you don't.
Michael Jackson more than my grandma. But
you like him differently.
I love my grandma.
Exactly.
More,
you like them differently. You like them differently.
But what we're wondering about is...
It's a great segment.
Everybody was sad when he died, no matter how many children he allegedly touched. Well, let them all go, because he created Thriller. Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, right?
Pretty much.
It doesn't matter what he does after that. He proved it.
Yeah, it's true.
With pedophilia. There's nothing else you can do after that, right? In terms of what society hates... That's numero uno.
Hey, didn't...
By a mile.
You know,
it's the Usain Bolt of societal hatred.
Terrible thing to say, but the Romans were big on pedophilia, and it's all subjective,
hey,
right?
Hey, hey,
it's all...
That was called pedestry.
Oh, right, well...
World of difference, because it was legal, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like, you know, they did it, it's fine. But, yeah, okay. Definitely not fine.
Really controversial.
That's a really controversial. I don't believe that. It's just an interesting... it's so interesting
just
thing to do.
Some people might think this. Pedophiles, for instance. They probably think that. Thing is, we do not endorse that. You're
not
the
all.
Friendly Geordies podcast.
Not
at
all.
Don't write into us complaining. And I know there'll be at least 5 people that do. And they'll give me private messages as well.
Oh,
for sure.
God.
They won't have the guts to put it on the comment section because they know they'll get ridiculed.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, you know, it's an interesting... it's interesting how cultures change. But... Yes. Basically, you know, who would be... I mean, figures are always... Public figures, or at least famous people, they're always missed. I mean, anyone...
No.
Well, I mean, you know, someone in the... You know, celebrities. Celebrities are always revered, and they're always, you know, sometimes, you know, legitimately, and sometimes it's sort of... doesn't seem like it's, you know, a fair thing, but, yeah.
But there is... levels of reverence. So, oh, yeah. Michael Jackson, when he died, pretty much the only reason why anyone's sad when a musician dies is how good was Da Beat Dave Brang? That's it. So when Fat Man Scoop dies, for instance, I'll probably be just as sad as when Michael Jackson died. Bass drop
that,
is great.
That is a way worse thing that I said, the pedophilia thing. That is sacrilege. Jesus Christ. Even victims of child abuse have just been like, you were kind of fucked up, dude. there's no way. But yeah, I mean, it's a, yeah, so write in, right?
Well, comment. there's definitely the comment part of it as well, but we've got a couple of theories here. Look, guys, I'm just going to level with you. This is Dare We Smile. This is a segment that we've done for years, but we've put a new spin on it. This is the slightly variated question. This is pretty much a great microcosm of what this podcast is. It's instead of three people, two people chatting now, and it's basically just Robbie, except for more happy about where he is in his life.
Wait, me or him?
So with that in mind, you by a mile,
okay,
Miss Love.
Okay. He sounds more successful than me, but anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, that's an interesting theory. While we're waiting for this to load, we'll just try and explain this slightly better than what we just did.
Whoop, whoop.
What we're looking for here is, give us an example of a song. We'll play some of them on the next podcast. Of a guy that you think that when he dies, purely because he made that beat, and we're only looking for a couple of bars on this.
Yeah.
Because I really think that the only reason why Michael Jackson will be missed purely is because he came up with dee 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 dee. Stop. That's it.
Yep.
That part there. Can anyone argue with that?
No wonder people...
I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
It's truly just that tiny amount of music. It immortalized him to the point where when he died, he was our King Leonidas.
No wonder everyone wants to do music and be famous. It's like two bars of bass line can make you more important than a Nobel Peace Prize winner. It's like, I'll take that. Thank you. Do you know what I mean?
I definitely do. That's... It's frightening. I've never thought about that before.
And I'd say it's frightening, but I'm like an obsessive music listener that like I'm obsessed with music, so like I kind of get it, but it's morally wrong. It's pretty wrong that someone could literally program something or even just write a simple melody that's like more important than a guy that's like curing blindness or something. But
that's the way the world works, huh?
That's the way the world works.
Also, sadly, this is how YouTube doesn't work. It's just not coming up.
Oh my, that's so bad.
Thank you very much for the studios, FBI. This is customary. We also have to thank FBI Studios.
Thank you, FBI.
As part of our contract with them. But
really?
What we do is, because their studio is so crap, every time something screws up, and it inevitably will.
You thank them.
That's the point. So I guess we're just going to have to move on to the next segment, which is...
It's a shame.
A moment with Miss Love. Okay.
Come on.
To everybody at home, this is how poor this computer system is. It doesn't even have the little... You know the little hand that's always in the internet to indicate... There it is!
You got it, baby.
So now we're just going back to the previous segment we were talking about.
We're bouncing back because that's how we're doing it. We're mobile. You have to be flexible in this industry. It's fast moving. The media industry is tough, and you got to be able to just jump from one bandwagon to another.
Okay, so that's one. That's one. That was Miss Love's suggestion. Was yes. The Foo. He thinks that when the Foo dies because of "It's So Good at the Best," they'll be hated. I mean, they'll be immortalized like the gods of old.
Crank this up. I'm waiting for that drop, yo. It's definitely playing a different song at the same time. Remix, Geordie style.
This is terrible. This is truly awful. I'm just gonna stop that one, so we can all listen to the great music of... So we're just obviously waiting up for this part. And this is the reason why we're gonna be more wise, really.
atmosphere. Oh, so good. I love that guitar tone.
Do you know, stop that. Everyone, does that remind you of painting Warhammer?
Does that remind you of not ever getting laid? Ever.
And
just masturbating
and
violently.
Society.
Blaming society for a baggy pants pimply kid not getting laid and not ever talking to a girl. Can I just quickly on the side note say, God, I love that guitar tone. You know what it is? It's a humbucker PRS. I know probably this means nothing to you, but a high output pickup, like a, whatever, a pickup, electric guitar with digital distortion, digital gain. It's basically like, it's like the cheeseburger of guitar tones. Not even the cheeseburger. It's like a salad roll from your local bakery guitar tones. It's like, ugh.
Vietnamese or plain?
Vietnamese, but just salad. I mean, that's not even that bad, but maybe the cheeseburger is better than
allergy.
No, but
there's an element of nastiness to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
Purely because of the price.
Yeah, and even the vegetables, it's like, these vegetables are even gross. But yeah,
yeah, but there's enough dressing on it for you to forgive it. Just and be back with a vengeance.
I want
just
to buy
like
one
you
today.
Were the exactly. The first time we recorded this podcast, Miss Love ate a salad roll. We talked for an hour. He went out. Ate a salad roll again. The Vietnamese woman looked very concerned for your health.
As she
should
be. It
was like having more than two Red Bulls in a day.
As she should be. Hey, if she wants me to not eat there, she should make a more quality product. Anyway.
Well, we have run out of time as usual.
Oh,
and
no.
As we have in the last three segments.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I blabber
just
on too much.
Wasted everyone's time.
I blabber on too much.
Stay tuned. We promise
so
we'll get
sorry.
To Brexit next week, guys.
Well, we
said
Holly.
That last week as well, but... You know, and also on top of this, big shout out to, I don't know if I can use his last name, so I'll just use his first one, Tom. There is an elected member of the British Politique Body who listens to this podcast.
Oh, yes.
He gave us the inside scoops to the EU and what the political ramifications are. It's amazing. It is truly amazing. The one thing that I just want to cover before we go to the end segment of this is what this guy was telling me about. So knowledgeable on the subject, obviously because he's elected official, so he has all the inside gossip on it, and he's an elected official of Labour. The way that everyone in
Labour.
Australia spells it.
The unions, get out.
Those
dull
guys.
Dull bludgers. My parents' perspective of Labour. Dull bludgers,
they
unions.
They support dull bludgers
and
destroying
unions.
The economy.
That's what my parents
that's
think.
That's their view.
That's what my parents think. My parents think they're destroying the economy and they're helping dull bludgers in the West, like Western suburbs.
Ah, well, good on him.
Yeah.
The point is, what he's saying at the moment is that in the EU, because of the EU exit, on top of this, Jeremy Corbyn, the Bernie Sanders of England, he is really despised by the members of parliament, but really loved by the party base. So if they were to call a leadership challenge, they know that Jeremy Corbyn would just win the election again amongst Labour members, but... Apparently, he's polling terribly in the general public because Murdoch is obviously on a huge vendetta against him.
God, Murdoch.
But what's happening at the moment, right now, as we speak, Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader to one of the most powerful nations on earth, is sitting in his office doing crosswords and puzzles. Because he can't leave his office. He's just been locked in there.
Why?
For weeks.
What?
They won't let him speak to the press. They won't let him even speak to other members of parliament because they know that other members of parliament are trying to challenge him saying that you didn't push hard enough on the EU. This is all your fault, Corbyn. Not Nigel Farage's for banging on for the last 14 years for Brexit.
You're kidding
specifically
me.
Your fault.
Really?
So his closest advisors.
Specifically your fault.
It's truly Adolf Hitler in The Simpsons getting bombed in his bunker, yelling at his teddy bear Bobo, going, "This is all your fault." Clearly not his fault. That's what's happening at the moment.
Oh,
but
man.
Speaking of merry old England, to bring it back, we're going to finish now on a new segment we like to call Is There a Platform 9 3/4 in Studio B?
Makes me this stuff just this sound this music just makes me so happy any occasion. It's like,
which when is odd, isn't it? Because it's quite creepy.
You can have the worst. You can be a fish. Oh, I don't know what the worst. You could be a toilet cleaner, and have a lot of debt and live in a shithole. And this music can come on, you can be like, "Is there a Hogwarts? Maybe there is." And your little heart goes flutter,
even when you're
flutter.
65, I'm still waiting for that letter. Maybe I can go into year 7. I'm just a squib. That's why it's late. Squibs were always janitors, weren't they? And you can see them just definitely dancing with a broom.
Do you like Harry Potter?
Not the movies.
Okay.
Definitely love the books. So what we're doing now is... Miss Love, have a theory that there's a doorway into Diagon Alley here. No, sorry, the train station platform 9 3/4.
Somewhere in this studio lies the door to Dumbledore and all his little mates.
I have one as well. And we're going to run into them full pelt.
That's the only
to
way.
To try and see if we can get this going.
That's
so
the only way you get in.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm going to do the one right next to the girl that Speaker got FBI as we speak. I'm going to run into the wall that separates us, that has a window. Just kind of like a pigeon, I suppose, where they don't realize that there's a window there.
I know.
And you're going to run into the doorway.
I know I'm new to this segment, and you probably have no idea who I am still, but do we not give you... I don't know anything... I have no idea about what you want, but do we not give you what you want? The people! Violence! Core violence!
Do it.
Imagination!
Give them what they want!
Give the people what they
want! Run into the door!
All right, hold still. Okay. I'll get you back.
Miss Love is currently taking off his headphones, going for a run-up, stretching even. He is that determined to make it into the magical portal that is platform 9 3/4 that you would assume is in London, but no, we think it's in Redfern in Sydney, literally opposite end of the planet.
Give me a 3, 2, 1, go.
Miss Love specifically asking for a 3, 2, 1, go, and here it is. 3, 2, 1, platform 9 3/4. No! It's not there! Let's check if the window works. Here we go.
Ready? Right. Do you want to count down?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go!
They didn't pay attention. Did they look? No, they looked into the sun. It's looking at the sun.
He's shaking his head saying, don't do that.
That ends the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we going to be banned?
Probably. Okay. All right. This might be the last podcast you ever hear from us. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We'll see you next week, maybe.
Thanks, guys. Peace.
Excellent.
He just shook his head.